This is Twit.
Our conversation last week on OS upgrades is apparently taking a turn in the sense that we've actually got some news from Samsung, which we were talking about last week as not being the best on the software update track record. So Samsung actually announced that it will now support three major OS upgrades on all of its premium devices dating back to the Galaxy S10 and Galaxy Note 10 series, all of its foldables, many of its recent A series devices, A Tab S6 and S7 series tablets, and it's getting some people happy. Some people are lauding this as a great move in the right direction. Just to kind of give you an example of how these upgrades are going to work, the Galaxy S20, which launched this past February with Android 10, it will get updates guaranteed from Samsung through Android 13. So you're good for three more versions of Android if you went out and bought that flagship phone. That's exciting news. Before we move on to the next, sorry, I'm stumbling over myself because there are a couple of other companies that also committed to this, but I just want to get a commentary from my co-hosts here on how you guys feel about that news that came out after kind of the tirade of comments that came in, you know, because we had like the Note was announced, but the thing that kind of gets shoved under the rug is the fact that maybe Samsung isn't the best with those software updates.
I mean, I think that what I've learned over the past week from some emailers who wrote in, who are definitely Samsung fans, is that sometimes maybe we don't give Samsung enough credit for certain things. I will admit that Samsung, first of all, I will just say full stop, this is awesome news. And a company like Samsung doing this shines a bright light as an example for other companies that will hopefully follow in their footsteps. Samsung is, by and large, Android for a lot of people out there, definitely the most successful maker of Android handsets. Whether they advertise that they're Android handsets or not, they're running Android, so they kind of carry that flag as most popular Android device maker. So for them to say three full version updates of support, like, that's remarkable. That's awesome. I always wish it was more. But, you know, I can't help it. But I mean, you know, to basically say we're launching this phone with Android 10 and you're going to get Android 13, you know, through Android 13 guaranteed. That's awesome.
We talk about what is the lifespan of these phones. And if you're going by OS releases and Google's been releasing an Android update yearly now. So Samsung is basically saying that their phones have a shelf life of 3 years. Or maybe four, sure, if you add the fourth year after the third update, right? Yeah.
Right, exactly. So, yeah. So four. Yeah. And I mean, that's saying something. I guess the question I have is then, okay, on some of these phones, are you going to get to year four and get the update and then the phone is just sluggish and slow and everything? Like, what will the performance be 4 years down the line with updates? Crossing fingers that it's still really good. You know, especially with the Samsung's premium devices, I mean, they're loading this stuff with 12 gigs of RAM, the most current processor. I mean, they're going to last. It's maybe the lower tier models, maybe the A model devices that I'm kind of wondering how those are going to last, you know, three or 4 years down the line. But nonetheless, a guarantee that it's going to support for that long is awesome. I think there was a little consternation last week, you know, on kind of giving Samsung a bit of a hard time about updates. And I mean, I fully realize, like, that's based on like a historical context. They are doing better now. They have improved. It's just they were doing pretty darn bad for quite a long time. So I just want better from them.
it's kind of like what happens when somebody's doing poorly, then just does what you expect of them. And yeah, is that exactly, something? Is that right, something that you credit? You know,
yeah, totally. That's how I feel. Anyways, I'm sure that emailers would disagree. But Flo, what were you going to say?
Well, I do think so. Just like a super quick Google search, just kind of brought up that the last couple of versions of the Galaxy series, the flagship phone, they have the Galaxy S, I should say, they have received software updates of up to 4 years. I think the Galaxy S6 and S7, this year was the last year that they received an update. So I don't think the problem was that Samsung wasn't updating the phones in eventuality. I think this news is great optics. It's great to say we are going to do updates for this long by our phones. But we also kind of have to look at the track record. And also, again, I know we bring this up all the time, but take into consideration what the carriers are going to do with this particular information. Because if a carrier has A, B, and C on a version of Android, that has to take some sort of preference in software development before the Android OS can, you know, be updated on those Samsung phones. So I know it's all like good news. We're all very happy about it. But I also don't want to be very quick to run and say, yes, congratulations. Thank you so much. We're so happy. You know, I guess I'm getting to a little bit of skepticism. But there were a couple of other companies that announced updates as well. So just to kind of bring them into the fold here, Microsoft announced that its Surface Duo Android Foldable will receive 3 years of OS and security updates as well. So if you were wondering if you should spend that $1,300 because you're stuck at home with nothing to do and you need something to just bring you a quick sense of joy, why not? You get 3 years of updates for the Surface Duo tablet. So that's pretty good.
You're paying $1,300 for it. So that's a good, you know, that's a good thing to be able to promise. Hey, this $1,300 device isn't going to just, you know, be outdated in a couple of years.
And we know that Microsoft is working on optimizing more software for the Duo platform, that Microsoft really is committed to this device. I mean, not to say that by comparison, Samsung isn't, because they have, you know, all these other devices, but it is just one device for Microsoft. So hopefully they can keep to it on this one. Also, Google, of course, Google made a commitment to this. They made a commitment with the Pixel brand early on. That's kind of helped bring others into this fold, just to use a pun. But of course, does this mean that Google needs to stay competitive if it's, I wouldn't say it's competitors. It's competitors slash partners. If they're committing to this, do we need Google to recommit? Do we need Google to come out and say, I feel like we don't, because if you go to a support page, you will see Google will tell you how long your Chromebook is good for. They'll tell you how long your Android, your Pixel device is good for. It's not as easy to find that with other OEMs. So I don't know. I'm just... This is this new media junket or something that is going on here. It's just everybody's stuck at home. Let's promise them software updates. I don't know.
Just give them what they want, right?
Fine. We'll give them what they want.
It's just like out of nowhere. It's like, no, we're committed too. We're also committed. It's like...
Yeah. So I think three version updates is great. I think, you know, again... It comes back to I just want more. Like, and I only want more because I know that more is possible. And I think this article by Jerry Hildenbrand at Android Central was a good way to kind of summarize kind of how I was feeling too, or summarize how I was feeling too, which is just like if Google can make the promise that shifts the industry, or at least the Android smartphone industry, in a certain direction, the way it kind of feels like it has, bringing that to the Pixel early on and then that influencing other manufacturers to also make that same promise, then great, up it. Like, if you feel confident enough in your hardware to be able to support that, then excellent, make that promise. It's only going to be better for the entire ecosystem to kind of keep pushing that along, because these are expensive devices. They should last more than just a couple of years. And right now, people are probably going to hold on to their device, want to hold on to their devices longer. So give them that.
But the counterpoint to that, and I read Jerry's piece, and it was very, I mean, like, it was very well put. It was very Jerry. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, of course. But to counterpoint to that is that the devices will last longer, Jason. They just might not be updated longer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, true. You know, so like basically, you know, like I have a Windows box at home that's running, you know, Windows XP. It'll still run. right? God forbid I connect it to the internet.
Fair enough.
But, the thing is, it will still work. And the question is at what point does the device itself start to fade in its ability to work with other, the latest version that it can support and can work with? And that's the real tricky part. And it goes back to, you know, it was so much easier, geez, now 15 plus years ago, you know, when Verizon and the other carriers had like the, you remember, new every two. Like every 2 years, mm-hmm. you get a new cell phone, mm-hmm. right? Like, and that was the kind of pace. But then these, you know, the smartphones came in, and we got flagship after flagship after flagship, and you know, we went from being comfortable with a new phone every 2 years to, you know, wanting at the same time wanting the latest and greatest immediately, but then also wanting them to last for several years because they're so expensive. And so it's just it's kind of mind bending. But if the phone works, you know, like if you've got it, if you have an Android phone that's running, you know Android 9 or Android 10 when 13 comes out, it still works. Because, you know, like, I don't know. It's limiting. It's self-limiting. But that's my thought. So
I think that's a really great point. Yeah. Is it enough for it to have been updated, let's say 3 years, and then it works for another 2 years beyond that? How long has Android been around now? Like 10-ish years? That would be half of the way.
Almost 10.
Yeah, almost 10. So half as long as it's been around right now. If I think of a device that's 5 years old, would it survive in the way that we use our devices today as a five-year-old device? I'm not even quite sure.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever owned an Android phone for more than. Oh geez, I gotta go back. I should have kept track of this. I don't know the longest time I had a phone. Probably was the Nexus 5.
Mine was
5.
The HTC Incredible.
Yeah, probably the 5.
It was the Nexus 5. I held on to that for at least 2 years, I think, right?
And Flo, the Incredible?
Yeah, but to be fair, it's because I started covering this stuff, so...
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Right.
That's a great segue. Well, Jason, what do you think your longest phone is before we move on?
I don't know. It might actually be the original Droid. I had that sucker for quite a while. I had that prior to doing anything Android podcast related when I was working at CNET and then well into the starting of All About Android. So I probably had that about 2.5-ish years, 3 years.
You held on to the Pixel for a while. I remember you were Pixel for a long time. But anyway.
Well, but I'm always on the new Pixel. So from Pixel 1, once the Pixel 2 was out, so it was a year. You know what I mean? That was my phone for a year. That's been the way ever since.
Andy Anatko is still on the Pixel 1.
It's doable.
He
bought that when it was going out of style, like the Pixel 2 was coming in. So
buying the Pixel like it's going out of style.